You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Hey, welcome to TJ's podcast, TJ's Fanaticos podcast, I should say. I should say it because that's what it's called, TJ's Fanatico Podcast. Today we start a brand new list. Oh, and this one is going to be fun. And I would like your participation in it. Maybe you could send something in that you would like to add, and it may be better than one of the ones that I have, which I doubt it. Yeah. But you could give it a shot. So I will tell you this right now. It is not a top 10 list. It's a top 15 list. Ooh. That's how vast the entertainment value of this one is.
15.
A top 15.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
The top 15 list. And we'll get started on it coming up next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ooh. Here we go. Brand new list today. In the series, we will call the top 15 types of annoying people.
Ooh, okay.
Top 15 types of annoying people. My buddy Riggins there.
Hey there.
And I figure that you have, you may want to add some to this. So it could stretch out into 20 if we needed it to.
Yeah, I mean, this could be 100 person, 100 list.
So here we go. We'll start with number 15 as we count them down. Top 15 types of annoying people. We will start with number 15, and it is people who think farts are funny.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty annoying.
I can't stand
it. Yeah.
I don't like people who don't have manners, and I could consider that ill-mannered.
Yeah. Although I think it's less annoying if they're good-looking. I give good-looking people a lot more credit in a lot of different areas, but this is another one of them. If the person is ugly and laughing at the farts and making farts, I'm like, you're even more disgusting than the pretty person who thinks that's funny.
Well, I don't know. I may go the other way.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think I would be like, I expect more out of a good-looking person.
Right. You do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what happens, but it is annoying.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't ever want to be rude. So, like, if somebody's making fart jokes or talking about some fart story or whatever, and I don't... You know, I'm not like, don't talk about that. That's disgusting. But I don't want them bringing me into it.
Yeah.
Like acting like, I mean, why do I have to laugh at it? It's because you think it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to support it.
Right.
You know.
I will not support you. Now, I do like a pooping in your pants story.
Yeah.
I think those are funny. But the actual, like, farting on somebody or, you know, fart pranks, I'm not into.
Yeah. Or just talking about, you know, farts.
Yeah.
But again, that our culture has transformed into women thinking farts are funnier now than men do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, women like talking about farts and laughing. I see them on the internets.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. But pooping your pants is a different thing because you don't do that on purpose, hopefully.
Right.
And then somebody who will just strain and push out a fart in mixed company and then say, excuse me. You know what? I said, excuse me. Well, that doesn't count because you only say excuse me after an accident.
Yeah.
You can't say excuse me after you've purposely farted in front of people.
Yeah.
Now, if you're you know, doing something, you're jostled around a little bit.
Yeah, it slips out.
I always think about my brother when we were young, he was a teenager, and he had just started dating like the prettiest girl in school. And he went over to her house, and they were all jumping on the trampoline. It's like one of the first couple of times that he was hanging out with her. And he was jumping on the trampoline, and then he sat down on it, and then the rest of them started bouncing him. You know how they do that? He's like, no, stop. Well, every time they would bounce him, he would let out a fart. Oh, no. And he couldn't stop. He was just like,
And now you're in the air.
Right.
And
every time, stop.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's an excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. Do you believe that when old people, like when you're around somebody and they have their grandparent is there and you can tell that grandparent is farting and it's making sounds and you're like, sorry, they don't know. I've had that happen.
You don't believe them? You think they know?
I don't know.
Mm.
I think part of them is like, I'm 80. I'm going to let it out if I need to do it. But you hope that they don't know, but I don't know if I believe that.
You think they can't hear it?
Maybe not. Maybe not. That would be the other side of it.
And then I always wonder why old men have their eyebrows get all out of whack.
Yeah.
You know, look all crazy. And it's because of the their eyesight, I think.
You don't know.
Right. Because, I mean, how many old men, you know, have a magnifying mirror?
Yeah, right.
Oh, because they need reading glasses and all of that. So they're going to put them on and go, I got to try to. They're probably not wearing their reading glasses in the mirror when they're getting dressed.
Do you have one of those magnifying mirrors?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I
get lost in it.
Oh, God. I can't take it. Every imperfection on your face. Who's looking to see that? I don't get why people have those.
Because I'm paranoid about my eyebrows going every which way, for one thing.
Yeah, you use it for that.
Yeah.
Like your nose hair and stuff. Like, make sure you.
And when I'm trimming up around where I don't like it when my mustache starts poking my lip, I have to trim that down.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's what Jody always says. He's in there picking at himself. That's what she always says, my wife. He's been in there forever picking at himself, which is I'm just looking and doing eyebrows and the other thing.
Yeah. But you inspect from like top to bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, it's not pretty.
That would wreck my day if I did that every day.
Yeah, but when I go on vacation, I'm gone for a few days, and I come back, and I go, oh, my God, how long has that eyebrow been sticking out like that? Like a horn.
Ugh.
Uh-huh. But anyway, there we go. We're starting the new list. The, what do you call it?
The top 15.
No, the, what do we call this?
The TJ Fanaticos podcast.
No, it's not a saga. It's a series. It's a series. Yeah. What is it called? The thing with the words and the whole thing.
So, he was looking for the word saga.
No, I was looking for the word series, which is even stupider.
Sorry.
I couldn't think of the word series. All right. Top 15 types of annoying people. Number 15. People who think farts are funny. If you got any you want to add, send them to us. Or if you're offended by it, let us know. I mean, that's pretty brave if you say, I think farts are funny and you just piss me off.
Yeah. We want to talk to you.
Yeah. So we'll do the next one tomorrow. And it'll be fun for at least 15 shows. All right. Love you. Bye.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.